Welcome to Daring to Live by Every Word. My name is Melody Mason, and in this podcast, I will be talking about how we can apply God's Word in practical and relevant ways to our daily life. As I've heard it said, it's not about how many scriptures you know, but about how many you actually live that really matter. So grab your Bible and join me on today's journey as we open God's living Word. The scripture for this week's podcast comes from Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What a promise. There's a picture on a book by a friend of mine, by my friend Julian Archer, and the book is called Help, I've Been Blessed, How to Stop God's Blessings from Becoming Curses. And it's actually, you know, a picture of Jesus outside a door, a closed door, but you can see him through the glass door. And this man, he's trying to reach for Jesus. He's trying to get to the door, but, you know, he's tripping over, you know, things in his house and his possessions and his computer and his golf clubs and he's tripping over a guitar and all these different things, you know, certificates, achievements, groceries, job, all these different things are coming between him and that door. And I think it's just such a realistic picture of how often it is with us. You know, Jesus is standing at the door knocking, just begging to have entrance into our life. And we are tripping over so many things trying to get to him. And we can't get to him because of the obstacles. And of course, that's the way that the enemy would have it. As one of my favorite authors writes, she says, "Minor matters occupy the attention, and the divine power, which is necessary for the growth and prosperity of the church," and I'll say, and the individual as well, "and which would bring all the other blessings in its train, is lacking, though offered in plentitude." Now, why is this power lacking? It's because minor matters occupy the attention. Minor matters are clogging up the channels. And I like to say it this way, you know, oftentimes it's not bad things that are getting in our way of us having the time with God that we need. It is good things that are out of place. Good things that are taking the place or getting in the way of the best thing. So anyway, I just love the Bible promise I just shared with you from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. That really resonates with me, and maybe it does with you as well. Are any of you feeling weary, you know, feeling tired, worn out, frazzled maybe, you know, by the constant push of life? Well, I have to be honest, that's been my life the last few weeks. I've been kind of on a marathon and still on a marathon that's not going to be letting up anytime soon, but I've been traveling. I went out to the West Coast, had some speaking engagements and appointments out there, and then came back, and then I was rushing to get ready to get some projects finished for some deadlines we had and some meetings, and got through that, and then rushing for the next project, and just sometimes feel like I'm just barely, you know, getting by, you know, by the the skin of my teeth, you know, as we like to say. And now, you know, I'm preparing for a GC session and the prayer rooms that we're going to have there. And of course, we have the 40 days of prayer that's getting ready to launch. And anyway, it's just been constant going. And of course, there's lots of, you know, things personally. I've been working on a big project for some friends of mine that I wanted to finish and took me a lot longer than I intended. And all these things add up. And I've been working late. I've been getting up early. And I've noticed, you know, I'm losing that freshness and I'm feeling frazzled. And why is it? Well, it's because I'm not having the quality of the time with God that I need. And here I am, you know, I'm someone who professes about the importance of this and professes to teach this and encourage others. And I do. And it, of course, comes from the sincerity of my heart. But I have to be honest, even I can get so busy that I find myself rushing. You know, I get up in the morning and I don't have children, but I have cats and they're like clawing at my door, please come and feed us. And then when I come down and feed them, I'm like, well, I might as well eat as well, you know, so I don't have a late, you know, a late breakfast too late. And then I go back to have my devotions and then, you know, people are calling or this or that. And it's just things begin to add up if I don't have that early fresh time with God, which is, you know, which is preferable. And oftentimes God does wake me up early, but it just seems like recently I have been so tired that it's been a little bit harder for me to get up, you know, very early in the morning and respond to his voice when he wakens me. And so I've been going and going, and here we are another weekend. And I've had some of you reaching out to me and like, Melody, did you record a podcast this weekend? You know, did I miss a podcast? And I'm like, no, you guys, you did not miss a podcast. I'm just being very blunt and honest with you. I thought earlier this weekend, I thought, well, maybe, you know, I should just, you know, Friday night, I should just record something quick so that everyone can have their podcast. And then I'm like, you know, you can't give what you don't have. And I'm not, you know, Miss Super, you know, spiritual superhero, of course. But I want to give what God is giving me, and I want to share with you what he's doing in my own life. You know, that comes out of my own experience and walk. And so I was like, nope, I'm not going to do a podcast Friday night. And then all day Sabbath, we had a 24-hour One Mind for Eastern Europe event. And I wasn't planning to stay on, you know, online for that whole event, you know, the 24/7 and the Music Verse team do. But I just felt compelled to be on as much as possible. And what a blessing, I have to say, it really was. What a blessing, excuse me, and nourishment for my soul to listen in and to be part of that and to pray with them. And they just did a fantastic job. If you've never been part of a One Mind event, I encourage you, please take part in the future. And in the meantime, visit 24/7 United Prayer. .org to be part of ongoing prayer calls. I've talked about them before. And Music Verse as well. Music Verse is an app that's designed to give us beautiful sacred music. And they collaborated together with 24/7 United Prayer and RGC Prayer Ministries to put on this event this last weekend. So my whole Sabbath was pretty much tied up with that. And it was such a blessing, and praise the Lord. But for me personally, I have to be honest, I am, I'm an introverted temperament. Many people don't understand that because they see me speaking and sharing and out and about doing ministry, and you know, they can't imagine that I'm an introvert. But I am. You know, when I'm around crowds, when I'm around people, especially lots of people that I don't know, I get exhausted. It just drains me. I have to get alone and I have to recoup. And so I feel like I've been going, and I'm just sharing my personal testimony and where I am right now, and one reason, of course, why this podcast is late. But I feel like I've been going the last few weeks with no time for personal recoup, you know, because I've been sharing, speaking, traveling, part of this prayer event this last weekend, no personal time. And so it's been draining on me and it's been hard. And I need to have that time alone and away, just really absorbing time in God's word, time with him, having the time to hear his voice. And I think that that's what, you know, we all need to a certain extent, although we're different in how we process things spiritually and how God speaks to us, but we need that time. And so I didn't put together the podcast Friday. I didn't put it together Sabbath. And even this morning, I was thinking, I need to do this podcast. You know, usually I have it up before now, and I was just feeling God calling me and just saying, Melody, you know, don't worry about that podcast that you want to share. Just step away. Be still. Come away. Come away with me. Now, something that's been very special for me in my journey with God over the years, we have a very personal, intimate relationship. And of course, you know, the warm fuzzies come and go as they do in all different relationships. There's the ebb and the flow. And a lot of that has depends on how much time I'm spending with him, of course. And sometimes when you're so busy, you're not getting as much time. And so you feel that distance. But we do have a personal relationship. And I can tell when God is calling me to come away. And something that's been very special over the years is when I just feel him, calling my heart to say, Melody, just step aside from everything. Put a pause on all the tasks, on all the things that you have going on. Just leave everything. Come away with me. Come into the nature. Come into the country somewhere and spend some time with me. Well, that's what I did. I got up this morning and very tired and kind of weary from the busy Sabbath, and I just felt God calling me to come away. And so I packed up my bags, fed my kitties, and put them outside, and they went off romping and having their joys. And I grabbed my backpack and a blanket and my hammock and my Bible and a couple books and some healthy snacks, and I got in my van, and I went about 20 minutes or so drive away to a beautiful place where there's these rock formations. And thankfully, we live out in the country, so it's not hard to get away. In fact, I can go out on my front porch and I can get away. But if I was on my front porch, of course, the beck of the internet and my family and other pressing needs around here would call me, right? So I needed to get away. So I drove about 20 minutes down the road to this beautiful park out in the National Forest and hiked into the woods. And it's interesting because there were two options. There's a place called Pedestal Rocks, and you can go out and see these beautiful, these rocks are just like pedestals. Or you can go to the right, and you can go to King's Bluff. And I chose to go to King's Bluff. There were a lot of cars there, and I could tell there were a lot of hikers out there. And the more popular place that people tend to go to is Pedestal Rocks, because that's the name of the little scenic park. It's Pedestal Rocks. So I decided to go to King's Bluff. And I noticed, you know, the difference in the trail. If you look to the left, the trail going to Pedestal Rocks is clear, it's dry, it's wide. But if you look to the right, the trail going to King's Bluff was muddy and it was narrow. And so it doesn't look as attractive. Well, to my advantage, most people chose to go to Pedestal Rocks. And so I went to King's Bluff and I went out on the edge of the canyon and I found this beautiful little waterfall and I put my hammock over that waterfall. It was kind of a stream actually that was getting ready to turn into a waterfall. So I wasn't, you know, don't panic anyone. I wasn't actually on the edge of the cliff. I was about, I'd say probably 10 feet from the edge of the cliff with my hammock hanging over this stream, and it was going off into a waterfall, and it was so peaceful and it was so beautiful. And do you know, from all the dozens of people that were out there this afternoon, because there were probably 24 cars in the parking lot when I got there, I only saw 4 groups of hikers the entire time. Why? Because they all went to Pedestal Rocks and I went to King's Bluff. And I was thinking about the fact that that is such a spiritual analogy, because, you know, the way, the popular way in the world, it looks more attractive, it looks wider, it looks better. And so that's the road that everyone takes. But the King is actually calling us to a higher road. And it's a narrow road. And oftentimes it's muddy and it's difficult and it doesn't look attractive. But oh, my friends, what amazing joys and rewards there are when we follow the King's path. And let me tell you, the King was with me this afternoon. I had a wonderful time out in nature just swinging in my hammock, praying, reading the word, reflecting on the word, thinking about things that God's been telling me that I needed to process, and ways that he's calling me to deeper surrender and deeper searching of my heart and deeper seeking him. It was so beautiful, and my hammock, as I said, was right over the stream, and the water was gurgling and running, and the birds were in the trees. But you know what? When you're there sitting by the water, above the water, you can't really hear the sounds, you know, of anything else around you. You can't hear the traffic sounds. You can't hear any noises if there's other noises there, because you're there in the middle of the stream. And I was thinking, again, another spiritual analogy, that that's how it is in our walk with God. When we immerse ourselves with him, we immerse ourselves in him and in his word and time in his presence. Oh, what a beautiful joy it is. The things of the earth grow dim. The noises and the distractions and all the things that are asking and begging for our attention, they go away because we're in his presence and we no longer hear those things. We're just immersed in him. And what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time that can be. So that was my day, and what a refreshment it was to me. And I just decided this evening, that's what I'm going to share. I'm just going to be honest and real about kind of the struggle I've been having the last little bit with just weariness and being tired and frazzled, and what God called me to do, to step away, and the refreshment that it brought. And I know what he's done for me, he wants to do for you too. And maybe you can't step away and take a whole day out in nature or even a whole afternoon, but maybe you could take an hour or two. You know, if you're a busy mom, maybe you can find someone to help you with your children, or your husband would give you a little break, and just go out into the woods, go to a park, take your Bible, take some scripture songs, just get away and be still for a few moments. What a difference that can make. I shared this quote earlier, but I want to share it again. I shared it on a previous podcast, but I think it applies very much to what I'm sharing today. And it comes from a book called Education by Ellen White. And here's the quote. It comes from page 260. An intensity such as never before was seen is taking possession of the world in amusement, in money-making, in the contest for power, in the very struggle for existence. There is a terrible force that engrosses body, mind, and soul. In the midst of this maddening rush, God is speaking. He bids us come apart and commune with him. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46:10. Many, even in their seasons of devotion, fail of receiving the blessing of real communion with God. They are in too great haste. And this has been something, you know, that I already shared that I've been struggling with lately. You know, it's not that I'm not having my time with God, but the problem is I have been so rushed. And I cannot be that way. We can't be in great haste. We need to have the time. We need to be still. They are in too great haste. With hurried steps, they press through the circle of Christ's loving presence, pausing perhaps a moment within the sacred precincts, but not waiting for counsel. They have no time to remain with the divine teacher. With their burdens, they return to their work. These workers, these individuals, can never attain the highest success until they learn the secret of strength. They must give themselves time to think, to pray, to wait upon God for a renewal of physical, mental, and spiritual power. They need the uplifting influence of His Spirit. Receiving this, they will be quickened by fresh life. The wearied frame and tired brain will be refreshed. The burdened heart will be lightened. Not a pause for a moment in His presence, but personal contact with Christ, to sit down in companionship with Him. This is our need. Again, I love what Corrie ten Boom said. She said, "Beware of the barrenness of a busy life." Are we so busy doing good things, maybe even doing things for Jesus, that we have forgotten to sit at his feet, to take the time being still at his feet and allowing him to refresh our weary soul. You know, in Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31, it talks about the fact that our God is not weary. He does not faint. His understanding does not fail. You know, he tells us he gives power to the weak, to those who have no might. He increases strength. And, you know, we're told even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I just pray that this can be an encouragement to you in the hurry and worry and busyness of your life. Stop. Take some time to be still. Take some time, you know, out in nature with the Lord. Ask him how he wants you to reprioritize your to-do list. Maybe there's some things on your to-do list that you don't need to do. Maybe there's some things that you need to let go of. Maybe you need to silence some alerts on your phone. Maybe you need to delete some apps on your phone. You know, God's been speaking to me about how easy it is for me to get engrossed with my phone or with what's happening on social media. And of course, I keep social media because I want to use it to be a blessing, and I use it in ministry. But even that can be a distraction. And I just recently started reading a book called The 40-Day Social Media Fast. And the subtitle is Exchange Your Online Distractions for Real Life Devotion. I haven't finished reading the book yet. At some point, I'll probably do a podcast on the subject. But how often do we have our mind filled with these distractions, online distractions, rather than real life devotion? And so I know personally God's been speaking to me in that area as well. You know, focus on your family, focus on those in front of you, put down your phone. Don't, you know, think so much about the pictures you're taking as what you're actually experiencing in the moment, in the here and now. Silence those things that tend to pop up and distract you. Seek me first. Seek my face first. There's so many ways that God is calling out to us, but oftentimes we can't hear because our hearts are so cluttered. So that's my encouragement to you. Before I close this podcast, I have a story that I would like to share with you, and it's about Hudson Taylor. It's a book that I shared in, that I shared in my book called Daring to Ask for More. And it was in reference to the gospel, how the gospel really changed Hudson Taylor's life. But I think what he experienced really applies to the topic that I'm talking about in today's podcast, you know, how to go from frazzled to refreshed. So listen to this story. Hudson Taylor, an early pioneer missionary to the interior of China, spent many years working in service to the Lord before he realized the personal significance of the gospel and the abiding life. Discouraged with the weight of sin and his constant shortcomings, he longed for peace, but saw only darkness. At times, he wondered if it was even possible that Christ could save him. One day, the truth of the gospel came home to him, and he grasped the fullness of what Christ came to bring him. In a letter to his sister, he describes his awakening experience and its effect upon his life. "But how to get faith strengthened?" he writes. "Not by striving after faith, but by resting on the faithful one. I have striven in vain to rest in him. I'll strive no more, for has he not promised to abide with me? Never to leave me, never to fail me. The sweetest part, if one may speak of one part being sweeter than another, is the rest which full identification with Christ brings. I am no longer anxious about anything, as I realize this, for he I know is able to carry out his will, and his will is mine. It makes no matter where he places me or how, for in the easiest positions he must give me his grace. And in the most difficult, his grace is sufficient." witnesses to Hudson Taylor's transformed life actually later added their own testimonies to his, and this is what they wrote about him. They said he was an object lesson in quietness. He drew from the bank of heaven every farthing of his daily income. My peace I give unto you. Whatever did not agitate the Savior or ruffle his spirit was not to agitate him. He knew nothing of rush or hurry, of quivering nerves or vexation of spirit. He knew there was a peace passing all understanding, and that he could not do without. Isn't that beautiful? I just love that. Whatever did not agitate the Savior or ruffle his spirit was not to agitate him. And you know what Hudson Taylor experienced, we can experience as well. As we close, I want to share a brief clip that I recorded today as I was there out in nature, listening to God's voice, reading his word, hearing the beautiful bubbling of the brook. I want to record a little clip that I, or share a little clip that I recorded out there in nature. I think it will be a blessing to you. You hear the sound of the brook. I am sitting beside right now a stream. Actually, I'm not sitting beside it. I'm sitting over it. I have swung my hammock between two trees, and it is over this beautiful stream that just a few feet away is going over the cliff in a beautiful waterfall. As I'm sitting here above the stream, I've been reflecting on the goodness of God and, of course, the living water that he provides to our weary soul. And Jesus says, of course, that he is the water of life. And I've been feeling weary. I've been feeling in need of that water in an extra measure. And so what a refreshing time to spend this time out in nature, enjoying the sounds of nature, the sounds of the stream, the sounds of the birds in the trees. Maybe you feel that need as well. Isaiah 44, verse 3 says, I will pour water on him who's thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty, my friends? He has the water just waiting to pour upon you. And here's one more promise, comes from Revelation 22, verse 17. This is his invitation to each one of us. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Without money and without price, this water, this living water that he offers us, the water that will refresh our weary soul, he offers it to us freely, free of charge. Praise the Lord. What a blessing this day has been, spending time in nature, reflecting on the living water, the water that has nourished and refreshed my soul. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. You are also our rest, the rest for the weary soul. And Lord, I know I've been rushing, trying to get so many things done, so many people, you know, constantly asking me for this, asking me for that. It's hard for me to keep up with all the requests. My inbox is overflowing. My voice messages are piling up. All these things, Lord. And you struggle because you want to please people. You want to meet the needs of everyone that's reaching out. You want to do a good job in your work and all these things. But Lord, I can do nothing apart from you. I am helpless without you. And forgive me Forgive me, Lord, for trying to work in my own strength at times instead of fully casting myself upon you and just resting in you and taking the time that I need to be filled and refueled through the power of your Holy Spirit and the power of your love. And so, Lord, I just pray that what I've experienced will not be just for me alone with the refreshment that I received today, but that it will somehow be a refreshment to some weary heart that's listening to this podcast, that you will encourage that heart to just rest on you, cast their burdens upon you, take time to be still and listen and know that you are God, because we can't give, Lord, what we don't have. So fill us, Lord. We open our mouths, as you tell us in Psalms 81, verse 10, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And I just thank you for what you filled my mouth with today. And I pray that you will use this to fill many others as well. So we love you, Lord. We can't wait to see you. We know you're coming soon. Help us to be faithful until you come. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me for this episode of Daring to Live by Every Word. Dear friend, our Heavenly Father is just waiting to make His forever home with you. In John 14, verse 23, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." In Revelation 3, verse 20, we are told, "He is standing at the door knocking, even now." My prayer is that you will not delay another day, but open the door of your heart to Jesus right now. For more information on how to grow your walk with Jesus, visit daringtolivebyeveryword.com. I look forward to seeing you next time on the next episode of Daring to Live by Every Word.